The Lurie's 2022 took place in Cape Town. And of course, we sent Chilu out there to be our man on the ground for a Key Africans Unlocked special edition. The Lurie's is the most prestigious creative festival across Africa and the Middle East. In the past, it was mostly known as the premier awards evening for advertising, but it has evolved since it first took place in 1978 to become what it is today. Marketers, advertisers, and many more people from the creative space within Africa and the Middle East, plus international delegates, gather annually to celebrate their work, to learn from each other, network, and for some, win awards. It's a space where you'll find key Africans, because the ideas that they bring to life impact millions across the world. One of the speakers at the DSTV International Seminar of Creativity is Monique Nelson, Chair and Chief Executive Officer of UWG. She's based in New York. Her keynote at the event, titled Global Growth Through Black Creativity, presented on Thursday the 6th of October, brought the house down. And Kenny Mumba was a previous guest of Key Africans Unlocked, whose work for Netflix, a commercial titled The H-Town Gambit, which he directed, was nominated for an award under the Film, TV and Cinema Commercials Up to 90 Seconds category, which he went on to win, by the way. And also in the room, Mr. Lanre Adisa, who's the MD and CCO of Noah's Ark Communications, a judge at the Lurie's 2022, and a respected man in the advertising world. The conversation started with Monique telling us about how she got to the Lurie's and a conversation she had with Pritesh Suraj, who is the chief executive officer of the Lurie's.
I probably about 3.5 months ago talked to Pritesh and was honored to be invited to be one of the speakers. So I'm very excited to speak on Black creativity and global growth. This is really about empowering the diaspora, the Black diaspora. I think we're at a time and a space where I think we can learn how to collaborate, innovate, and create confidently for our own. And I think it's very, very important that we talk about this through the lens of creativity. Primarily because advertising, you see more of it than anything else. And representation really matters. I'm very, very excited to be here and bring what UWG has done for the last 53 years and hopefully support what is potentially and ultimately going to happen here on the continent.
Before we come to London, I just have one other question. A lot of who we are stems from our roots, and you're based in New York, yes, but what would you say is your foundation? Where are you anchored in terms of lineage and history and influence?
So my father is Guyanese, which is a country in South America. Yeah. And my mother is Texan, so that meant she was, you know, part of the trade. So we did our lineage, and I found out that I am Senegalese from the Mandinka tribe of all tribes, right? Yeah, yeah. And I'm in advertising, I'm in storytelling, so clearly living my purpose, and that is also just a wonderful connection. And then I happen to be married to an Igbo man. My married name, I'm Monique Achuku.
That's fantastic. No, you're right. The Senegalese have, they're like storytellers and, you know, Yusuf.
The griots.
Yeah, griots.
That's right, griots.
I was looking for the word. I was here looking for the word and I'm like, thanks very much. And Lana, you dived in. So let's move on to you for a bit. You also are speaking or?
Well, I'm dodging two categories. Integrated as well as digital. We're three now in the digital and digital craft. I'm also a member of the Lurie's committee. I represent West Africa on the committee. So it's been quite a very exciting time seeing people live for the first time. I mean, we had 2 years of
lockdown and all virtual meetings. From judging, I mean, we know some of the guys who are your colleagues in terms of judging. Is there anything that has stood out for you, which kind of makes you feel like there's been a shift maybe in creative thinking?
Well, I think, there's been an improvement, especially after those 2 years. We've seen more stuff in the realm of humor that can make us really, you know, crack up a little bit more. And for me, the things that stood out the most were the things that were very simple. I mean, they make you feel like kicking yourself, like you could have thought about that. But they also speak to our experiences, our lived experiences. and they move us forward in one way or the other.
Yeah.
Of course, there are other lessons, especially when it comes to the digital realm, because digital is taking over, you know, so to say. We can't help it. But there's also the tendency for people to think, oh, you know what, digital is not that expensive, so we don't give it the kind of attention and details that it will require, because that's what people are going to spend time on.
Yeah.
So the need for craft is also something that, you know, we found that and agencies tend to assume a whole lot of stuff that, you know, once I put it out there, it is digital, it is social, but doesn't really behave like social, doesn't really do exactly what is intended. So there's a whole lot of stuff, and it's important for the fact that everybody is a creator in today's world.
Yeah.
You have a phone, you can create. So how do you justify, you know, you being in this business and making a difference? Because the competition is beyond the agency next door. So there's a whole lot of that needs to be, you know, taken on board going forward.
I'm going to throw a cat amongst the pigeons. I flew in today. And on the plane, obviously, you have that time when you're thinking up through a lot of things because you're 2 hours in the air. And spiritually, maybe you're elevated or whatever. But what crossed my mind, and it's, I suppose, linked to that earlier question I asked you. There's obviously this quest for belonging. In America specifically, you have people who are doing, tests or whatever to find out where they came from and so on. And then on the other hand, you've got these narratives that are being shared from Hollywood. It crossed my mind, and I don't know whether I'm wrong, so I'm going to throw this question three ways. Kenny, I'm also lifting up your mic. Is it that because sometimes we want to find out where we came from, but the reality is that maybe we're not so attracted to our roots because the images in reality are like poverty and so on, such that when we see something as a people which shows development, even though it's fiction, that we're attracted to that as an alternative to our roots because we want so strongly to feel like we came from somewhere which is superior to where we are or where they, as in they are. Am I imagining things, or does that fall into the narrative as to why billions of us are excited about stories like Wakanda Forever 2?
If I may, I think we don't have enough content that celebrates who we are as superheroes, right? And I think one of the things that Wakanda gives us is that we are superheroes, right? And it brings it to life and we can see it. And I think that gives us a connection that we've never had. And as an African-American, or as a Black person who kinda knows, there's something very warming about having something that could anchor, even if it's fiction. It's okay. So many people live in fiction, and why can't we dream too?
Okay. So me on those 2 hours on the plane made sense.
And I think just to add to that,
please.
Reality is that oftentimes what we end up celebrating comes from fiction first. We first imagine it. You know, all the things in sci-fi and all those things, they are the things that lead to where we are eventually. So I think in this business, it's all about the image that you put out there. Yeah. You know, what you celebrate is what really matters. If there's a narrative out there that says you're down there in the gutter, I mean, you don't want to go on and dig in there.
Yeah.
I think you want to, you know, uplift the conversation a little bit more. Yeah. So in that respect, it's not a matter of just mere fantasy. It is about, you know, where we believe we should be. You should set your vision very high.
Yeah.
Then you can walk towards a vision. So I think for me, image-wise, psychologically wise, I think it's the best thing for us to do. And we need more of that conversation.
Yes. I think how we grew up and the platform that was laid and the narratives that we knew when we were young, it was always about, we're never the superheroes, we're always in the backseat. We were never taken seriously. So we didn't know who we could be because we were never given that opportunity to see ourselves in a different light. So I think platforms or streaming services and the type of content that's being created now, like Wakanda Forever, of course, is we never saw black
people.
And
the Woman King.
And
yeah,
the Woman King.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. So like the Woman King, Black Panther, they have uplifted us to a platform that we didn't know existed. So it's like we're creating this new energy that will be passed on to the next person and the next person. That way, narratives like that will be acceptable, and not only acceptable, but will become the norm, so that a young person born today, and then they'll be able to see the light in terms of being able to see that they can be that superhero. Yeah.
Black excellence.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere.
And the shame of it is that if we give into that, then we help the other people, because even when we make such attempts, there's always this thing about the backlash of, oh, you're, it's a bit of revisionism for history. Mm-hmm. You know, you're revising stuff, you're doing, I mean, that came up even for the Woman King. And it's like, but that's not the point. Yeah. It's about humanizing those, you know, histories.
Yeah.
This is the reality. It's not just about what you tell us. I mean, there were times in the past when Europeans would come and bow to African kings and emperors and stuff like that. Mm. I mean, I still saw a picture of Haile Selassie and the Queen of England, you know, actually, like, you know, bowing to him. So they don't tell you that today, you know. Yeah. This is why it is important that we have to seize that narrative. There's the proverb or saying from Chinua Achebe that until the lion learns how to ride, you know, the hunter always tell the story, you know. So that's where it
that's
is
where
actually
we are.
Yeah.
Wow, this has ended on a good note. well, Lanu, thanks so much. I hope you get some rest after this judging. Monique, we're going to be watching your talk tomorrow, because we signed up for the day of activities tomorrow. And thank you so much, man. This was refreshing.
Thanks for having me. Thank you very much. Thank you.